place to stop.
We surely have the feeling of peace, don't we? Music is so wonderful. And of course, we sound extremely good ourselves. Now, are you ready for our evening treat? This is a young lady that I met years and years ago up at Harmony Grove. And she kind of popped in and out for a little while, and then she came and didn't leave. She stayed right here. Kind of sometimes I don't see her for a little while, but I know she's here. She's still part of our spiritual family now for probably 25 years, I guess. And I can still see where she sat in the very first class. I can still see her down there. It was at the Swedenborg, down by the curtains down there. And I didn't know whether she'd stay or not, but she did. Now she's a minister in our Sunday church right here, our Reverend Connie Ferris.
Thank you, Millie. The operative word there was young woman. Did you hear it? And it's amazing that you all were talking about class last night, because one of the things I put in, hi, John Adler. Hi.
Hey, everybody loves Johnny.
If you haven't been, I mean, all the classes are wonderful, but the classes around Christmas time are just incredible. And I was in Millie's classes Tuesday night, which I'm not going to say it was the best anymore. It hurts some people's feelings. But over ten years. Yeah, back then it was. Just, and incredible things. And Millie, sometime you have to tell them how not only does it happen in class, but how you can change the sky at Annie Baker's as well. Oh, yeah. You have to tell them that story as well.
Annie Baker ought to tell that one.
I mean, amazing. But anyway, because of it, you know, it is the Christmas time, I wanted to talk about some of the energies that are around us at this time. And the one we just experienced from Silent Night was peaceful. And that's the one that we want to try and kind of get to or keep and maybe avoid some of the others. And not just looking at energies around us, but our own energies, what we put out. You know, the season is very joyous, but it can be a little bit challenging. Bottom line, stay in touch with your God self, that God part of you inside, your center of balance. So I'm going to talk about three different energies. The first one I'm going to talk about is that energy of maybe feeling a little bit sad. Because this is the time of year when many people choose to leave the body, go home to God. I know this. I see it every year. I've experienced it myself. So it can be difficult for people who have lost loved ones when we want them here with us at this holiday time. Whether we lost them recently or not so recently. We who remain behind on the earth plane, we need to remember that those who crossed over did so as their choice. It was part of the integral plan they had with God when they decided to come to the earth plane in the first place. But here's the upside. If we pay attention, we will find that our loved ones who have crossed over will bring us a Christmas present or two. You know how you always get a birthday present from God? You all know that, right? My angels with me get playful. So when I have energies come in, like from, you know, on a personal level, there are little things that happen to me that are a little comical, and I think, you know, just because they know who I am, but I'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, if we're paying attention, we'll see that things happen around us, and it's our loved ones saying hello from the other side. Now, I was talking about something comical, and for those of you who know me, I'm a Virgo, and that means that this microphone has to be straight, this has to be like that, I go around straightening pictures everywhere, and that's how my desk is at home, that's kind of, you know, and actually the good news is I'm better than I used to be, but one of the things, it's true, Dave, you might not believe it, but it's true.
Meaning more organized than ever?
Meaning I don't straighten somebody's picture anymore without asking them first. So my aunt crossed over around this time a couple years ago, and one thing that she does to me around this time is move her picture. And of course I have it on my desk, and it's straight and positioned exactly how it's supposed to be. I know just, and I'll be darned if it doesn't turn sideways, if it doesn't go this way, if it doesn't go that way. So, you know, those kind of playful things can happen. And I know it's her. I mean, you can accept it or not, but in my heart, I know it's her. The other kind of thing that might happen is we might hear a voice in our heads of one of our loved ones, maybe giving us a piece of advice that we might remember, something they told us a while ago, or maybe something we need to be reminded of right now, at this time. Or you might simply feel that wonderful inner warmth sensation you experience when you get the most best hug ever in the whole world. It is those wonderful energies performing acts to cheer us up. Let us know that they're there. And I must admit that for me, don't listen, Millie, but it's almost tempting to act a little sad just to get those things to, you know, get those little joy things to happen. So if you have some sadness around this time of year because your loved ones may not be on Earth plane with you right now, pay attention, and I know you will feel their presence. You will be comforted, and your spirit will be uplifted. Well, another energy that's around us at this time is kind of the opposite of that peaceful, silent night feeling. It's more like spiraling, whirling, hectic, frenzied energy. And it can be damaging if we let it. We are the ones who control our responses to our environment. And we're the ones who have to pay attention to what we allow in, how we stay centered. I guarantee you, if you look, you will find the balance you need inside yourself. Think about how you feel when you're around somebody who's in a frenzy, or around those people who make everything a huge drama. Do you like not want to run away? But we can get into little tizzies ourselves. Sometimes we lose our balance, and how do you think that affects the people around us? So when those things do happen, we're not touching in with our center, with our God self. That frenzied condition, we want our 3-minute egg in 2 minutes, that's that. We're the ones who can control that. We can pay attention, get in touch with our God self. So maybe this Christmas season, try to stay conscious if you feel yourself getting off that balance. Instead of maybe getting frustrated at traffic, make a conscious decision to relax. Perhaps think about, you know, some pleasant things that happened over the past year. Think about some things you've accomplished. Send a prayer to someone, for someone. Relax and breathe. You know, it sounds so simple, but we forget to do it. It just takes a couple seconds, and we get ourselves leveled and balanced again. So it reminds me of this little quote, though. Someone said, "I really try to take one day at a time, but sometimes several days just attack me all at once." So it does happen to all of us. Just breathe and stay in balance. Now, this may be, you know, for some of you, a lesson that you might work on at other times of year, not just the Christmas time. And I've been working on it, you know, for most of my life. And no one's ever really called me a mellow person, so I tend to be a little high energy. Even in my retirement, I thought I'd like mellow out, you know, but I guess it isn't in the cards. But I'll give you an example. You know, so I'm at the store the other day, and of course I have like my errands all planned and I have the time down, and I feel like I'm running a little late, and I'm the kind of person, and I know God does this for me as a wonderful challenge to help me gain my patience, but I'm always the one in the back, you know, whoever's in front of me in line is the one who needs a price check or, you know, writes a check that doesn't go through or, you know, can't work the ATM. Thank you, God, for those challenges, and it really does help me. But sometimes I get a little reward. And this time, there were two men in front of me, and it's pouring rain. You know, I'm out the one day it rains. That was my plan. But anyway, and so I guess, you know, they turned around and they said, you know, would you like to go ahead? Now, I can't imagine what made them feel that I was in a hurry. but I said, being kind and sweet and all that, I said, no, that's okay. You know, you don't have to do that. But they insisted. And in my subtle own way, I said, why are you letting me go ahead of you? You know, why? And they looked at each other, and then almost at the same time, they said, it's Christmas, and we're not in a hurry. Everybody then in line started talking, and it was great. Now, little did these two gentlemen know, the person they were giving that gift to was the one who would most appreciate it in this whole world. Letting me go ahead and get out and get away from that line. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, God. So all those times when I'm behind the people, I remember these other little gifts that God gives me. So if I can work on this and conquer some of these things, I know much of you, many of you, all of you will have less of a problem doing that than I can. And you'll find joyful things occurring as a result in your response to the change in energy. The last type of energy I'll talk about involves this whole concept of Christmas presents and holiday giving. Now, how could the idea of giving create a not so positive energy? Well, it is a wonderful season of giving, the time of Christ's birth, but some people begin to feel pressure. The idea of lovingly offering gifts to others becomes an obligation, maybe an acquiescence to expectations of what we think we're supposed to do. Those feelings of I have to give this one a gift or I have to do that, they're not healthy. And as Millie has reminded us many times, one should never, ever give anything out of a sense of obligation, or more particularly, with any kind of expectation that you're going to get something back. Trust me, you will get a negative karmic return on that if you do something like that. Pay attention to your thoughts as you give at this time of year. Give because you really want to, in an unselfish way. Now, one way to do this that's really fun is Secret Santa. And, of course, you could do this all year round. And, of course, that means giving something anonymously and remaining anonymous. Now, I've seen people try to be a Secret Santa, and then in the end they're just like bursting the F. Well, it was me. You know, I guess the thought was there. But you kind of really want to stay anonymous. And, you know, this is particularly... Can I get you some water? You okay?
Okay. I'm just joking. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
I would get there before you.
Okay. No, if y'all can try that, it's really fun. If you know the person, it's even more fun because you can watch their reaction. And when you don't know the person, it's fun as well. That unexpected, paying a toll for the person behind you or leaving that change in the vending machine, you know, if you get 15 cents back or something, just leaving it there for the next person. And I believe, and I've seen enough proof, I don't know all of it, but I believe that whoever receives those things we're doing that way deserves them and needs them at that time and at that moment that we're giving and doing it. That's good. I'd hate for her to, in the middle of my talk and all.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I'm all right. I just had
to. I'll swig with you.
My goodness. Thank you.
So anyway, giving without the need for an earthly acknowledgement. And I say earthly because who are the ones that really need to know, that do know? God and the angel kingdom. And that should be enough for us. Like the men in the store the other day when it was raining. The one day, in the past 6 months that it's rained. But a kindness, any kind gift like that, it just means so much. Those men didn't have a clue, even though I might have been a little bit antsy. They didn't know really how much I appreciated what they did. So please don't let the idea of gift giving wear on you financially either. A lot of us are experiencing some financial challenges, and I'm learning the meaning of those two dreaded words, fixed income. Oh my gosh. I retired now and I'm like, ah. But there are lots of gifts that anybody can afford. The gift of listening, even when you're feeling a little busy, take some time if someone needs to talk. A pat on the back, a hug. John, I expect a hug after this, please. Thank you. All right. You can even ask if you want, brazenly ask for hugs. But giving, a gift of time, running an errand, stopping by to say hello. Gift of laughter, being a positive example. If somebody's down, don't get down with them. Maybe try and lift them up instead. How about a smile? Instead of walking around grumpy. Do you see the people in the mall sometimes? Holy smokes. I'm like, smile. Where's Santa? So at this time of at Christmas, when we're all giving, think about giving of yourself. Also think of others. One great gift is sending prayers. It's tangible. It's real. It's out there. There are those spending their holidays alone or in a place of war, or in a hospital with no one to visit them. Give of your time. Who's the woman who plays the harp, Millie? She goes to hospice, and she has a little baby harp, and she'll go around and play the harp. I was visiting a friend at hospice one time, and there she was. I can't think of her name. Linda, that's right. Linda Hill. What a wonderful thing to do. She doesn't have to do that, but it just, the joy and the vibration. There are a lot of things we can do that cost zero money. And God really walks closely with us when we do for others. So I hope you stay connected with your God self during this holiday season. And truly, the blessings of joy will lift any negative energies and will carry you buoyantly into the new year. So in closing, I would like to share a little story that I thought was on point, and it's called God is the Answer. Some of you may have heard this. A father was trying to read his magazine, but his little girl kept bothering him and bothering him and bothering him, and she kept asking him, what does the United States look like? What does the United States look like? Finally, he tore a piece of paper out of his magazine and gave it to her, and there was a map of the country on there, the United States, and then he ripped it in pieces. He said, take this and go and put it back together. You all right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So the little girl, the father's trying to be, he was impatient with her, and so she goes in the other room, and she comes back in a very quick amount of time, just a few minutes. So he's not only dismayed, but he's shocked, and he said, how did you finish that so quickly? The whole map was in pieces. She said, on the other side of the paper was a picture of Jesus. And when I got all of Jesus back where he belonged, our country just came together. So there you have it. All we need to bring ourselves together is God. God who is within us. Just slow down and remember. I wish you all a wonderful holiday season. God bless you.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you,
honey. Yes, when we realize that the gifts that we give is representing what we feel about the person.